This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies
of blue. Sunday morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call today at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, I'll be here till 10 o'clock today and each and every Sunday going forward. So feel free to give us a call. It's a little chilly out there this morning. Yeah, 16 degrees. Yeah, the real feel. 17, so not so much better. But supposed to warm up a little bit. 36 degrees yesterday. Whew, that was a cold one. I was outside all day with the working at the nursery selling Christmas trees, and you know, you can only wear so many layers of clothes, but at the end of the day, everything was warm. I just couldn't feel my nose. It was cold yesterday. So, you know, get on, today's a little bit better. You know, about 20 degrees different almost. But the week looks all right. Sunny mostly all week. So that's a good thing. No precipitation, no snow or anything in the forecast. So that's great. It's going to look, you know, pretty much sunny for the next 5-6 days. So if you haven't finished up any of those leaves or any of those things outside that you haven't gotten done just yet, this will be the time to do it. I know, you know, this morning once it warms up, it might be nice to get out there. But it's a 1 o'clock Pats game today, so you might be at your couch for a bit. But afterwards, get back out there, finish up those leaves, get everything ready for winter. You know, like we've talked about multiple times. You know, you can either get rid of those leaves, send them into a compost pile, send them to the local pickup from the you know, your towns or city, or blow some of them or rake some of them right into the garden beds to help insulate the your plants for winter. So definitely, you can use them in multiple different ways. I know, I just get them right off my yard. I like to have that nice clean slate. I like that clean look. So that's, you know, it's different for everybody each way. So it's up to you on how you want to do it. But they can be definitely reused into the garden. They're not going to, you know, really affect anything. What you could do is just take a look and see if there's any type of, you know, disease or fungus or anything on the leaves. Those are the ones that we would get rid of. If you've noticed that during the season, you know, it's taking a look at it and saying, all right, this tree gave me a problem this year. I'm, you know, I take a look at the leaves. Oh, there's a little bit of fungus. I had some this year. I'm just going to get rid of it. That's something I'm going to send to the local compost pile, you know, or the local dump versus using in my own compost pile or leaving underneath some of the trees. You can, you know, there's a lot of different types of plants that, you know, during the year you've looked at and said, all right, this had this problem this year, this had this problem. Those might be the ones that you don't want to keep. So, you know, take a look at that. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. But like I'm saying with the leaves, one of the things I touched on a little bit last week that I'd really like to get out there to everybody to really think about. My father used to have what was called the garden journal that he would send out to some of the listeners when they would request it. And I've always found that's one of the greatest things to do is to use something along those lines when it comes to gardening. To jot down notes, this time of year this happened, you know, I had a fungus on this plant, or had great success in this area. This is when the blooms came up for, you know, my tomatoes. This is when the blooms came up for my zucchini, and it wasn't working. There was 10 times the amount of buds in there, and there was only one fruit, that type of thing. You know, writing into this journal and taking a look at it going forward the year after year. One of the things when I was in college we learned about that I've kept and really thought about is what's called IPM, which is integrated pest management. It's taking a look. It's not just taking care of the pest, but it's about knowing that it could happen and when it happens and why it happens, and then taking care of it ahead of time or making sure it doesn't happen. And that's why, you know, one of the suggestions I have for everybody out there is get some sort of journal, something like that when it comes to the garden. Write down successes, failures, diseases, insects that take care of, that have taken over certain areas. That way, future years, you kind of have that idea of this is what's going on. You know, say you have, you know, just as an example, we have the winter moth that takes over in April, beginning of May. You know, all right, the winter moth's coming. I used Captain Jack's dead bug brew. You know, you write something along those lines down. So you're not worrying about it next year. You're not saying, all right, when did this happen? What did I use? That type of thing. It gives you a little bit of heads up so you can get ahead of some of these things so that insects aren't really taking over your garden. Your garden can be taken over by beautiful blossoms, beautiful fruit and vegetables, that type of thing. You can focus on the good versus some of the bad. So it's one of the things that I've always thought about and believed in. When my father had these garden journals, I just thought they were the greatest thing for that reason. And it was just something that can really do more good to help you in your garden. You know, it's amazing what you can think of and write down in there and then remember for next year and not have to just go on memory. You'll be able to open it up and take a look at it and say, all right, this date, this is what happened. All right, I should be ready for this. You know, so that's one of the things that I've always really looked at and thought of. That's what's made me understand, okay, this time of year that you're going to see a lot of this bug. You're going to see a lot of this fungus. Oh, it rained a lot, and I know that you're going to have some sort of fungus coming on. You're going to have different types of mold in the lawn, or, you know, this type of thing. You know, you can even say right on in that book for the lawn, all right, this is the first cutting for the year. You know, compare it to the years past. Right on the, you know, at the end of the year, okay, this is what I did for the mower. You know, I got the blade sharpened, I got it started, I drained the gas, etc. So next year when you go to start, you can look back at those things. So it's something that I really think is beneficial to anybody who works in a garden or does anything outside. It really is just something that will be more than beneficial. It will really help out long-term and be beneficial for your garden. So you can focus more on enjoying the garden versus worrying about what you need to do next, what you need to fix, is there something that's coming, etc. So that's just my little tidbit for the day that I've always really enjoyed to do. You know, at this point in my career, since I see this all the time, I don't have to write as much down. I just know, all right, this is coming, this is this, etc. So it's a good way to do things if you're starting out or you've been in the garden for a bit. So if you guys have any questions, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, and I'll do the best I can to answer. If I don't have an answer, I will do everything I can to find that answer and make sure that you you have the best, you know, can put your best foot forward and get make that happen. The clock is ticking. Time to get growing and start your spring seeds. Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix has everything you're looking for and more. It's a loose, lightweight, all-natural blend of the finest ingredients, specially formulated for starting all types of seeds. An Espoma Seed Starter contains Mycotone, a blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to enhance root growth. Ask for Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix at your favorite garden center and visit Espoma.com for helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. All right, so our phone number here, guys, is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Feel free to give us a call with any of your gardening questions, and we'll help you out the best we can. You know, I know it's a little bit early. It's still dark out there. You know, not too far away from our sunrise over here in Massachusetts, but it'll be a beautiful day out there. It'll be nice and sunny. You know, 36 is a high, so that's not too bad this time of year. It is December 9th, so let's get out there, get going today, and do the best we can. 855-660-4261. See you on the other side.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you.
guys. Sorry about all the little technical difficulties here. Sounded like everything I could hear back in my earphones sounded like it was a robot here. So didn't want to try to reconnect, do some reboot, start over, control alt delete type of thing here, get everything restarted. So hopefully that makes everything better. Like I said, all the feedback was sounded like I was talking to robots when I heard the news and that type of thing. So just try to get back on there for you. Anywho, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time every Sunday. So feel free to give us a call with all your gardening questions, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. That'd be great. Like I said earlier, I was in the nursery yesterday at Mahoney's in Winchester, selling Christmas trees, getting everything ready for the year and for the Christmas season. And I had one of my duties yesterday was to cut the end off of everybody's Christmas tree that came through. And you would think, that'd be pretty cool. You can use a chainsaw all day, get it going, but probably did about 600 or 700 different trees cutting them off there. So my hands were vibrating for most of the day, so it was a little crazy. But, I just want to say out there how important it is to make sure you get that fresh cut on the Christmas tree to make sure that it absorbs the water. You want about an inch of the bottom of the tree taken off. You want to make sure that it is fresh and it gets into the water about, within an hour of the cut. To make sure that it can continue to take up water and it doesn't, it doesn't dry out. You want to make sure that it's absorbing water continuously so that when you put the warm lights on, it doesn't dry your tree out. They've many studies of how Christmas trees can cause fires in houses, but if you do, make sure you take those steps at the beginning. Like I said, by getting that fresh cut to allow this absorbing of water, it really can be beneficial for you. So, take a look at that when you do it. Just make sure you get that cut done and you're ready for the season. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Another shakeup at the White House. Chief of Staff John Kelly will be leaving his position in a few weeks.
John will be leaving at the end of the year.
President Trump confirmed earlier reports that he will be leaving.
I don't know if I can say retiring, but he's a great guy.
For months, the relationship between the president and his chief of staff has been strained, with Kelly's authority dwindling. Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, taking over some of the responsibilities. The vice president's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, is expected to replace Kelly. The president has also tweeted his pick for chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff. 4-star Army General Mark Milley, who is currently the Army Chief of Staff. He still has to go before the Senate to get confirmation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And, you know, I've said it a few times, it's a cold one out there. It's getting real cold, and it's that time of year. It's what happens in December, and hopefully, you know, it just stays cold. We don't get some of that added snow. It doesn't look like anything in the forecast. Looks like a nice week ahead, maybe a little bit of rain Saturday. But I think we should be fine. That's 5 or 6 days out, and we know as the weather goes, it changes every time. We're not getting some of that snow that's in the Virginia area. So that's a good thing. That's moving right out to sea toward instead of being with us. So that I'll take that all the time. So, we got a couple things. I'm going to give some information in regards to a couple different houseplants that, I like and I'd like to, give information on for you guys out there. One of the houseplants that I really like that I've seen, and it's always in our garden center at Mahoney's in Winchester, it's what's called a fiddle-leaf fig. It's also called Ficus lyrata. That's the Latin name. It's also, some people call it a banjo fig. But it's really cool. You can have it as a tree form. You can have it as a little bit of a bush. It doesn't flower, but it's mostly all green leaves. Being in the ficus family, it has those nice green leaves. These leaves are huge, though. I'd say some of them can be about 18 inches. They can be about 12 inches wide. They're shaped almost like a violin. They have a leathery texture and yellowy green veins. They're different. It's not something you see. You kind of feel like you're in the tropics when you see it. It's a really cool type of fig. It likes full sunlight. To filtered sun, so it's not going to do well in any shaded areas. It's going to need the most sun it can get.
You're going to water regularly during the season. You want it to dry out slightly in between waterings. That's one of the things, you know, we always say, does it need to stay wet? Does it need to stay dry? What type of fit? What is that? And it's just you want it slightly to dry out. You don't want it to be completely bone dry, but you want it to slightly dry out. You can actually mist the plant. It's kind of like, you know, some out there that use like an air plant. Those get misted. But this does do a little bit with some of the misting. Let's see, some of the feeding. You want to use like a low nitrogen level. So that's the first number on a fertilizer. About every 2 weeks, spring to fall. And this time of year, you wouldn't be feeding it. You kind of want it to have that dormancy period, kind of, if you will. It's not like a dormancy period. It's not going to lose its leaves. It's not going to go to just sticks. It's just you don't want to push all the new growth. You want it to allow it to focus on its root system and developing more and get better for you. So in spring, it can get bigger and better. Another thing with this, usually every 2 to 3 seasons is when you would want to repot it. To allow it to get that bigger root development. So that's something that's pretty cool. The one thing I did notice, it doesn't like drafts. It doesn't like to have some cold air hitting it. It likes the warm weather. So that's one of its downfalls, if you will. Again, it doesn't flower, but I think it is a nice-looking plant. It's beautiful to me, all green leaves. I really do enjoy it. What houseplant I'm talking about is the fiddle leaf fig or the ficus lorata. I think it's a great one, and I've always, it was one of the, when I went to Mahoney's in Winchester, I came from another garden center that didn't have any houseplants. We had a greenhouse, but it was used for other things. There were no houseplants. And when I got there, I just walked in and I was like, whoa, that thing is awesome. I want it. It's pretty cool stuff. So, just a little bit of information. I'm going to try to give you some different plants, over the winter of the houseplants that you can bring in. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll go into the phone lines now. Nathan, who's up first today?
Tim in Rochester.
Tim, good morning. How can I help you today?
Good morning. My mother is putting all her flower beds and everything away for the winter. And what's been happening is these mice, they get under the snow and they chew all the bark and the top of the roots off them are burning bushes.
Yep.
And we trap a bunch of them, but we can't trap them in the winter because the snow gets deep around the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering what we could do to stop those things from destroying those bushes.
Well, so one of the things you can do is sometimes you just got to wait until it's the last possible moment to really put everything around the beds until the ground really gets a hard freeze. Because what happens is if you put leaves or compost, mulch, or salt marsh hay, that type of thing, around a plant, it will, too early, it'll act as like a hotel for those mice, as you're talking about. It's eating its roots, it's eating the bark off, it's doing everything. It's got a house, it's got shelter, it's got water, etc. So it's almost waiting as long as you can to put anything around them. As a repellent type, there are some granular type repellents from Bonide, like a Repelzol that you can use. They do have some for smaller rodents. They have it in granular and liquid form that you can sprinkle around all the different types of plants. Another thing in the area that you can be using is Mouse Magic from Bonide as well. To put in the area to repel. It's got like a smell to it. It's like a peppermint oil. Mice don't like that smell. They don't like to go near it. It's almost like a fear for them. So that might be something to use in those areas. But it's really about making sure you wait until almost the last minute to cover the plants. Was it something that was done early?
Well, actually, kind of the conundrum is that we can't mulch around them because it's on the corner of the building, and the drainage from the gutters comes down, and there's a lot of crushed stone and stuff.
Gotcha.
And the worst part of it, too, is that there's those underground drainage tubes that run under.
Oh, so, yeah, so it's a nice little tunnel for them.
Yeah, they probably hole up in there in little stinkers, but anyway. So, no, we can't even really mulch around it because that would affect, you know, the way that the drainage that comes off in the corner of the building come down. So I know it's kind of a problem because sometimes, you know, they start building stuff up down inside those little tubes and we have to dig it out. But I would just, yeah, well, I could try that to put some stuff down like on the crushed stone right on the edges of where the bushes are. Maybe that would be effective or something.
Yeah, so there, like I said, there's a granular form of a Repelzol from Bonide, which is a great product. Also Mouse Magic that you could use. Trying to get you the best Repelzol for the product. But on the Repelzol, when you go into a store, there's going to be a couple different types. They'll all say Repelzol. But they'll have different pictures on the front of it. You want to look for the smaller rodents on it. Like I said, some of them will have deer and rabbit on them. Then there's some that'll have like rodents, little squirrels, etc. And those are the ones you want to take a look at. And then there's also Mouse Magic from Bonide as well. It's, like I said, it's a peppermint type. There's also another one called Rat Magic, which is a little bit more powerful. It'll also do, they call it Rat Magic to go with the Mouse Magic, but it'll also do, like, chipmunks and squirrels and little things that kind of tunnel around like that. So those are some of them that you could use to do that. To make like a perimeter around the plants. You want to make sure, you could almost, do you have like an end that's sticking up on that drainage there? That you, or like an exposed hole on one of the sides where you could put something at the each end?
Well, the trouble is that we roof rake and stuff and all the snow comes. Actually, there's still some snow down there now. It started to melt away.
Yep.
And that's why I was just thinking about it. Maybe if there was something that we could put down to, well, it would even be good if they would stop, you know, going down inside those drainage tubes, too.
So
keep them out of, they are mice that are doing it.
Yep. So that that drainage tube, there's no access to either end of it. It's just, it's all the way in the ground completely?
Right where it comes off from one of the gutters, because this is on the corner of a building. It's a it's a big, beautiful bush, and it's coming back, but it was replaced. But 2 years ago, the other one that was there, we transplanted another one, but it was totally destroyed.
Gotcha.
They just chewed the bark all off from all the top of the root right at the very base, and then up, I don't know, it was probably like 6 inches. It was ruined. They scarfed the whole thing all the way around. So
yeah.
I was just wondering this year, maybe if we put something down there to stop that.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you could be putting some of that Mouse Magic out there. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's got a scent. What I'd tend to do is see if you can... So when it gets wet, sometimes it doesn't do the best for you. Almost take like a Ziploc bag, okay, and put it inside the Ziploc bag, but put holes in the Ziploc bag so it's kind of covering the scent pack a little bit, so when the water goes over, it kind of just, it drips off instead it goes right into the pack, and maybe put that to the side in the area. Usually, so it's meant to be used... in sheds and garages, patios, trailers, that type of thing.
So I
would say
just leach out.
Well, so you're looking for the smell, and that's what it'll leach out by putting the holes in the bag. Just trying to think of anything else that could do for you. It's just That's really the only one that I know of. I'd have to look and see in my notes if there's any, you know, home remedy type things that my father has. I can take a look. But I really, a lot of what I know is it's based on the scent with mice that, you know, they don't, they're small, so it's not a lot of scare tactics. There's no, you know, they're not like a rodent, a big rodent like a squirrel or a chipmunk or a bigger rodent, not the, you know, that they're that big. That type of thing. There's no real scare tactic. It's more of a scent around them. So, you know, let me take a look at my notes, but like I said, the best that I know would be the Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim. Enjoy the rest of your day. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. During the break, I just real quick, I did a Google search, and I found from gardeners.com there's a bigger bottle of mouse magic in a granular shaker bottle form. So that might be the way for Tim to use. Just Google that. I hadn't seen it in any other places, but looking at it, it's the same active ingredients as Frembonite. It's the same product, just based on their information data sheet. And so that might be a good one for you to use, Tim, if you're still listening out there. I just wanted to pass that along. But other than that, let's get right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Betty's in Massachusetts.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Problem with vines, how to get rid of them.
Do you know what kind of vines they are?
Wisteria.
Oh, so you want to get rid of the wisteria vine itself?
Correct.
Okay. So there's a couple things you can do. There's different chemicals that you can use to spray on different vines. There is a vine stump and vine killer from Bonide. This is its exact name is stump and vine killer. What you want to do is you want to cut the vine down almost to the ground. You want to leave a little bit above the ground. That way you can you want access to like the trunk. This comes with a paintbrush in it, and you paint the stalk. So where the, you know, leave about like 2 inches, let's say. Where the fresh cut is made, you would paint that right on there. That gets absorbed into the plant, goes down into the root system, and will slowly kill it. It does take a little bit of time. It's not one that is an instant kill. It needs to go through But by cutting it back like that, that's the best way to do it and paint it on from there. Again, it's called Stump and Vine Killer from Boneide. I think that's one of the best ones to do it. You're going to, you know, it's going to take, it might take a few times. It's usually, you know, they send out some shoots and runners, obviously. And so you're going to have to try to do it on as many of those as possible. But just realize, you know, you're taking a woody structured type plant and trying to kill it with this. And so that's going to, it's going to take a couple attempts. You might find some here and there. It might shoot out root, different vines that you just didn't see the first time. But by cutting back as much as it can, it is going to shock the plant. That's one of the biggest things it'll do. But when you want to make sure you use the product, like, right after you cut it. So it doesn't start that callus forming over the fresh cut. It's almost like, you know, you take that cut, make that cut, move the plant away, and then paint it on. Move to the next one, same type of thing. That would be my way of doing it. And, you know, just follow the instructions on the Stump and Vine Killer. There is a, you know, if you're looking to get rid of stumps, there's another one just called Stump Out. But this one is, you know, kill some of the stronger vines.
Okay, because they're a bitch, I'll tell you. They just keep popping up and here and there, and wow. Okay, I'm going to try that.
That's the best way to do it. I know they just keep popping up, but like I said, it's going to take a few times. It's not something that is an instant gratification, unfortunately. But the bottle has enough to do a lot of different vines, so it should really, really work out for you.
Okay, great. Thanks for help.
All right, good luck, Betty.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening needs. Like I said, that was a Stump and Vine Killer from Boneide for, you know, the different vines that it'll do. And I know it'll kill the wisteria. If that's... you know, not to your liking out there. There's also, you could use glossophate by painting it onto the plant there. That's one of the best ways to use glossophate is by painting it on so you don't have to spray it into the air and have that kickback everywhere. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back on the other side of 7 o'clock. So if you want, give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.